Outside the Box is here again, trying to be as colorful as possible. Today's topic is Rainbow Rule. You've heard of the Golden Rule, but what about the Rainbow Rule? They sound similar, but they are very, very different. Here they are. The Golden Rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And now the Rainbow Rule: do unto others as they would have you do unto them. See the difference? Let me repeat the two. The Golden Rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the Rainbow Rule: do unto others as they would have you do unto them. See the big difference? The Golden Rule works well in some cases, where the person you're doing something to shares values and attitudes with your own, and power relationships between the two are fairly equal. If we both believe it's okay to hug when we're feeling stressed, then there's no problem to hug the other person. They may be stressed too, or certainly want to be supportive by returning the hug if someone else is stressed. But some individuals in certain cultures don't support hugging another person, even if the person is stressed, needs support, and would really like a hug. They might instead be willing to talk with a stressed person, or hold hands, or sing a song, but an attempted hug might cause the other person to run away or ignore you. The Rainbow Rule asks each of us to do not what we think is helpful for ourselves, but what we think the other person thinks is helpful. We have to figure out what that is or ask them, but in the long run, it's the most effective response. One classic example is colonialism. Europeans came to this land and decided native people needed to become Christians. This was an example of the Golden Rule. Christianity is good for me, so it should be good for you too. Here, let me help you find Jesus. If Europeans had practiced the Rainbow Rule, they would have known that native people were happy with their own faith and did not need Christ in their lives. Many native groups were happy eating foods that were hunted, fished, and gathered. They did not need nor want to become farmers. Most were satisfied with the clothing they wore rather than European silks and cottons. Native people lived on common land. They did not practice private ownership. Sadly, colonists were practicing the Golden Rule, disrespecting native people who did not conform to European lifestyles. Had Europeans practiced the Rainbow Rule, they would have accepted native people for who they were and what they did not want to change. People who experience poverty must fill out forms and jump through hoops to qualify for safety net programs like SNAP food benefits or affordable housing. What they would almost always prefer would be cash benefits that they could use for whatever was most important in the moment: fixing a car so they could get to work, or taking a day off to be with family, or putting it toward rent or food. Our safety net has been created not by lower-income people who have to deal with it, but rather by middle-class people who think everyone should be a little bit shamed by the experience. This is also called the Platinum Rule or Titanium Rule, but I like the term Rainbow Rule better. It's more colorful. There's also the Diamond Rule: treat others better than how you want to be treated. In general, we should pay attention to what another person or group needs rather than what we think we and they would need. It prioritizes putting someone else's needs first, not our own. Although it's a huge recalibration of how we should live our lives and practice our relationships toward others, there's very little said or written about the Rainbow Rule, or even the Platinum, Diamond, or Titanium Rule. I could only find one book about the Rainbow Rule, a children's book written by Erica Powell, titled The Rainbow Rule. But The Rainbow Rule is for kids of all ages. How often do you practice the Golden Rule? How often the Rainbow Rule? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to think more about rainbows than gold.